Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us this morning, as they do every Friday, is Professor William Kohlbrenner and Ronit Eitan. Good morning, guys. Are you all a little bit exhausted, having been woken up at a fairly ungodly hour? And I think that's probably the apt expression, the word, in terms of what's going on.
Well, Howard, you know, it reminded me a little bit of when I was in summer camp, that the counselors sometimes would come in the middle of the night and wake us up and give us milkshakes. So it was just like that, except there were no...
Without the milkshake. Or if there was a milkshake, you had to make it yourself, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was the odd thing about it, Howard, was the siren that rang at about 3:07 or whenever was just to wake everybody up and tell us to be hysterical. Because I was in the Jerusalem market yesterday, and, you know, there was word about there being an attack. Trump said they're not going to attack. And the normal anxiety and hysteria that has preceded every kind of major attack, I mean, I didn't feel it. And then it just came, boom. And Ronit, I thought you had a family event today. I didn't expect to see you here.
Yeah, everything was canceled. Everything is canceled. It's just in, I mean, there is this, I have to say, though, it didn't feel like summer camp to me at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm sorry. I mean, the alarm was, I haven't heard that sound before.
Was it a different alarm?
A different sound. It wasn't the usual one. So it was a different sound, and it went on for a long time. So of course we just woke up in panic. And then I looked, and we just knew. It didn't say Iran, but we figured, okay, so it's happening, because there was a talk about it the day before. And then I gathered everyone up, and then we waited, because there wasn't a siren. So it was just that alarm. So it was very confusing. So my kids were like half asleep, but they were staying with me. And my husband, of course, went to sleep, because for him, you know.
No Iranians keeping him out of, yes, exactly.
But I was just like, okay, so what do we do? So we stayed up for like 20, 30 minutes. And of course I was just glued to the phone, because you realize that something big is happening. And you just want to be updated, and it's still happening. Like, everybody is a war specialist now in Israel. You know that? Like, there are drones coming. You know, there's 100 drones coming in as we speak. So now there's like a betting system. Like, how long does it take for a drone to come to Israel? Does anybody know? There's a talk before the Shabbat. So, Bill, you're okay. But it's just, it's insane. Is it 2 hours? Is it 5 hours? Is it 8 hours? You know, ballistic missiles, I read, are 12 minutes, but
yes.
Drones, we're not aware. So this is my life right now. This is the calculations that I'm making.
So now everybody's doing that. Now everybody's doing physics, you know, maths and physics, and trying to work out when it's going to arrive.
Yeah.
You'll be surprised what people are doing right now. They are kind of planning around this attack, because we are aware, and I'm sorry, Bill, but we're aware that this is a war within a war. It's like, because we're in a war, right? But now there's like a war within a war. And now we need to kind of work our way around what's happening.
Yeah,
there's going to be an attack. So do I go to the supermarket to get stuff, or I don't? Yesterday, I spent half an hour, 30 minutes after that, whatever, wake up call, filling out pitchers in my house with water. Because I was like,
well, that makes sense. No, doesn't it?
See, thank you. My husband doesn't think it makes sense.
No, I think, well, you know, I was speaking to my kids who live in Israel at around about exactly this time, and they were saying they have no idea really why they are awake, but once they're awake, they might as well prepare the shelters. But I actually just want to read you a quick conversation. My daughter-in-law, who has four Yemenite grandparents. So as she lives in Tel Aviv, my son and daughter-in-law aren't religious, but her grandparents, who are from Yemen, are very, very religious. And she says, I called my grandfather this morning to convince him just maybe to stay home. And he said no. Then she says, well, is there a mamad, a shelter, in the Beit Knesset, because that's where he's going, this guy, no matter what. So he said, he ever said it'll be okay. So she said, of course it'll be okay. I'm just thinking where you'll be more comfortable, using the Hebrew word noach. And he says, you know what? Noach yihyeh b'teva. Noach was in his ark. He is absolutely not going to allow these Iranians to keep him away. He's not getting into an ark. Not right now. And I thought it's just so incredible how you've got so many different experiences of Israelis and types of Israelis. You've got Ronit's husband who isn't filling bottles of water. You've got and staying in. It's just so interesting how everybody's dealing with this.
Well, Howard, my wife went to the organic health food store this morning. I think she bought all of the fruits and vegetables. So yeah.
Did it have to be organic? I don't think so.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And you know, this on a serious note.
Yeah.
This is the cataclysmic event we've all been terrified of for a very long time. And when Ronit said, you know, we heard that sound coming from our phones, that same thing. It was like, what is this? And it was kind of be ready to be ready. And then we got another one in about an hour. I think Ronit might have been sleeping by then about an extreme emergency. So, again, this, yeah, we got a bunch of things. Yeah, we had a siren.
The saying that we had an earthquake. There was also a...
Yes. I spoke to Magen David Adom this morning, and they told me exactly that the alarm that they used was actually an earthquake alert. And I think it was just to get people up.
Yeah.
And what?
We had a siren. We had a siren.
And what? I don't know, Ronit. I don't know. Just, you know, yeah, it's just like, get up, you get out of bed, you get organized. We've given you, yeah, and then I don't know what. And then
what?
Yeah.
And then just be glued to your phones and try to understand what the hell is happening. And it's really interesting now because it's we're in it and there's a whole bunch of stuff happening and we're trying to figure out what's happening. You know, do I go to my parents' house this afternoon or don't I? Do I, you know, do I stock up on things or don't I? Am I being crazy or am I being, you know, it's this state of mind that is just not normal.
There's no crazy sane distinction anymore in Israel. It's just basically the same thing.
Yeah, it is really remarkable. And that's exactly whoever I'm speaking to this morning from Israel, and we've been doing this for 2.5 hours this morning, is actually going through exactly whatever you guys are going through. No matter what, they don't know where to go, where to be, how seriously to take it, whether to, if you Shomer Shabbat, do you leave your... You know, do you check your phone? Do you leave the TV on? It's this very, very strange. Everyone's holding their breath and waiting to see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, Howard, there is still that connection, and of course, you know, we'll see on social media that Bibi's a warmonger and Bibi's doing this, yeah. Bibi's doing that, and you just have to know at this moment whatever problems anybody might have with Bibi. You know, we don't think of Bibi now when we think of this operation. I think first and foremost of the generals, who I still have faith in, and of our kids who are fighting. That's what we think of. So there's like that, you know, even though you talk about the diversity of our reactions to what's happening, you know, we're still one people. You know, I went into the Makola at the supermarket today and I asked the guy, how do you sleep? I mean, you know, that's the joke of the day. How do you sleep?
Yeah.
Right? Not well.
It's really, really, there's just really no words for this because, especially at this juncture, because now it's Israel launched it. It looks like it was a tremendous, tremendous success. I think we'll still get more information. We know that Iran has responded, but it's going to take a while before it heats up. So all I can say to you guys, because I do need to leave it there, it's 8:31, is just be safe. And just do whatever you want to do. Like, I think that's the answer to this. You're not crazy and you're not crazy. You probably are crazy and not. I think everyone's just got to do what they do and just get through it the best way possible. And wishing you guys a Shabbat Shalom and strength over the next few days. We'll certainly catch up with you. It is 8:31. Your thoughts, your reaction, please, on 061-895-1019. What message should we be sending to people in Israel? What message should we send, Professor Bill Kolbrenner and Ronit Eitan?